So Run 337 is just a small group of local people that get together weekly. We just go out, have a little fun run. And our mission is really just to kind of get everyone else involved in running and let everyone know that not every run has to be a race. Just come out, enjoy it, enjoy the camaraderie.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana with all the tools that you need to build your own personal itinerary.
Doing it for the 61st time, episode 61 Woo-hoo! Here on Louisiana's Playground Podcast. Really awesome to kind of see it. It's the second show of the new year as well. Mm-hmm. And here comes the guilt trip. We're talking running. Fitness, ways to stay in shape, but doing so with a buddy is so important.
Yep.
Right? Talk to Jason Bro with Run 337, a local running group that is all about holding you accountable, but doing so because they're your friends. That's the whole purpose. And so that's a fun conversation. Uh-huh. But before we get into that,
before we talk about exercise,
let's stuff our face as we always do with On the Eats.
This week, we headed down to Orinoco on Common Street in South Lake Charles. It opened up in December of 2023. It was a food truck before for about a year. Now, this is owned by sisters, full female staff in the kitchen, which is really, really cool. And man, did they have such a good menu lined up. And just a fun fact, because it's actually written on the wall, and I had to do some Googling while I was in there. Orinoco is named for the river that runs between Colombia and Venezuela.
So naturally, they probably serve Colombian and Venezuelan food?
Yeah. How did you know?
Boy, that is poignant.
It is. It is. And so good. They do such a great job with it. And really unique dishes that, it's really fun to go there because it's just not. It's not your average meal. It's not the thing you get all the time.
Yeah, you're served things like yuca and plantains. And while they do serve steak, pork, seafood, chicken dishes like everywhere else you get, they do so in empanadas, arepas, and then their breakfast platters, which look a lot different than any breakfast platter that you would get typically here in the States. I think one of the things they do really well there, because it is such no pun intended, but a foreign food to a lot of people here for their normal weekly meals, they give large portions. So it's perfect for sharing. So you don't say, oh, I should have gotten this or that. You get enough because you can share it between it. There's a ton of different samplers and things like that. So you can really try a wealth of the menu.
Yeah. And that's actually how we started. So with our appetizers, we got the Orinoco sampler, which is just that. It's a little bit of everything. And everything was delicious.
For sure. From the mini taquinos, hopefully I say that right, essentially kind of mini cheese sticks, but I like the way they do it because instead of it being crunchy on the outside, which is obviously always really good about like a Moz stick, right? It's more like a biscuit wrapped in cheese. So it's really fluffy.
It kind of had soft. Like a layered, like a crescent roll texture kind of thing going on with it. The pastry on it was really, really yummy, just alone, but with the cheese and with the assortment of, you know, sauces and dips that you
had.
And
you like that white garlic.
Oh my gosh. The garlic sauce is so good. It's garlic, cilantro, and mayo. And I think maybe like a little squeeze.
There might be some extra stuff, but that's what she said was the three main components.
Yes, because I'm going to go home and try to recreate it because it's the best sauce, and I ate it on everything. But it's really, really good. They also have a pink sauce and then a verde sauce that liked a lot.
Yeah, it's their hot sauce, so it's a good verde. It's I'm not sure which pepper is kind of doing the heavy lifting there, but it had a great flavor and had a nice little heat as well. Also on the sampler, there's mini empanadas, which I think a lot of people are kind of familiar with to begin. But there's four different ones. There was chicken, beef, cheese, and Colombian style, which was kind of potato beef mixture there. Honestly, the best way I can say it is that a lot of the seasonings were very simple for each of those. But it was so effective because, once again, the dough shined. It was really good. The texture was great. And then the meat was just really good, too. And then, you know, you dip it in that verde sauce and...
Yeah.
It was very good.
And, you know, a lot of these things are fried, right?
Yep.
So don't think of this as like a greasy fried food platter. Mm-mm. Because that's just not what it is.
Despite it being fried, it's not greasy.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't have that quality to it at all. Often that can be the case, especially when you're having a little bit of everything on like a sampler platter. It just doesn't. It doesn't weigh you down. It doesn't feel like that at all.
Which is crazy, even saying that about the fried pork belly.
Yeah,
essentially,
I know.
Like the chicharrón is huge. It was one of the biggest I've had, and so chewy. Perfect, but it was crunchy at the top, chewy more at the bottom, so much flavor. All I kept thinking about was like, I would love for it to be cooked down in the verde sauce and then put on like a taco or something.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Wonderful, wonderful fried pork belly.
Yeah. And then they have fried yuca as well, which is like a potato. And it's cut, it was kind of cut like big, thick French fries.
Like a steak fry.
Like a steak fry. Really big. Really good, crispy. I don't know. Just delicious. And I think you noted that maybe it has some, it's more flavor than a potato. It's not just like it's not just a French fry. It's like there's a lot more.
There's a little bit more nuance to it.
Yeah.
You don't need ketchup. You don't need one of the sauces.
No.
You can certainly dip it in that, but it was really good without it.
Dip it in the white sauce.
And it was so good. As for the meals, what did you get?
So I got the pabellón, which I'm sure I'm butchering that.
Yeah. It's Pabe Ellen.
No, it's not. It's pabellón, I believe. I don't know. I'm butchering it. I'm sorry, but let me tell you what's in it because that's what matters. Shredded beef, black beans, a fried egg on top of a bed of rice, plantains, and a tiny little bowl of cheese. All of that on one gigantic plate. And it was so much food. It's delicious. And like you said, it's so good to share. The shredded beef, so tender, so good, perfectly seasoned. The rice is seasoned too. Mm-hmm. They just don't miss a mark. There's nothing underperforming on the plate.
Right.
Every little thing is really, really good. So I love a fried egg. You put a fried egg on anything for me, I'm falling in love with it immediately. It just kind of transports you. Everything, that flavor transports you. If you close your eyes, you're immediately on vacation.
I loved how you said that while we were eating it. You just kind of sat back and you're like, I feel like I'm on vacation right now.
Like, close your eyes and...
And is there any better compliment than that?
I don't think so. Well, not for me at least. When me on vacation is like, that's the happy place, right? So that's where it brought me. The all of the flavors, so good from the meat, the rice, even the fried egg, the cheese on top, the black beans. Everything was perfectly seasoned. And then the sweet plantains. So good. Not too sweet. Mm-mm. It's not candied.
Nope.
It's not too dessert-like where you don't feel like you have to wait till the end of the meal to eat it or something like that. No. And it works with every bite of your meal.
It's like the southern equivalent of yams.
Sure. Sure. It is sweet. It is different than anything else on the plate, but so entirely good.
I decided to go for one of the soups. I'm always fascinated with soups at places because I'm a big soup guy. The sancocho is what I got, which essentially is beef, corn, yuca, plantain, all into a big, beautiful beef broth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so flavorful. Like, the broth had so much flavor to it. And then you have huge chunks of beef in there.
You had a whole corn on the cob.
Which it was obviously delicious as well. Yuca, the big cuts of plantain and yuca in there. So it was really cool how it was like a meal within a soup.
Mm-hmm.
And the broth was amazing.
Yeah.
I have no other better way to say it than that. And so it was so good, and it was a little colder that day too. So really warms the belly.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like a new go-to comfort food.
No, for sure. And so it was really cool, and it was almost an experience within itself because of all the large portions that were inside of it too.
Yeah. It just by looking at it, and I only had a little taste, but just by looking at it, it seemed like potentially the Colombian or Venezuelan version of a gumbo, if you will.
In a way.
It just kind of had a lot of elements to it that all work really well, like harmoniously together.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So very good. And it was a really cool experience. The interior is really cool of the restaurant. They have really awesome murals and stuff as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the look of the place. There's like several spots that you can tell are Instagram worthy. Like they're set mm-hmm. like four pictures. Really cute spot. They have also, you know, we were there on a cold rainy day, but they have a nice patio where you can sit outside and have a good meal. It's super easy location too. So it's right off of Common Street. It's right next to McNeese's football and baseball fields, softball fields. So right there in the heart of, you know, South Lake Charles, not far from anything, not far off the beaten path at all. So next time you're in town, Orinoco is the place to visit.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Jason Bro with Run 337, a local running group that meets multiple times weekly across Lake Charles. Jason started running as an exercise for health benefits before stumbling upon a local group of runners, and the rest, they say, is history. In the 9 years since, he's become one of the group leaders, growing his passion both for the sport and his love for the running community. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hi, thank you.
So, Jason, we like to get started with a couple little rapid-fire questions so that people get to know you better and how you play in Louisiana's playground. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, number one, crawfish or gumbo?
Ooh. I'm going to say gumbo because gumbo's year-round.
Good choice. Oh, good choice.
That's the answer, Brady. A tear to his eye. That's the answer. Always Brady's follow-up is there a gumbo season or not? And he likes to believe that no.
If there's a slight dip in the temperature, it's gumbo season.
I might want it a little bit more, but it's good. Like
it could be 95 and I'll eat gumbo.
It's 100 degrees. You can't eat gumbo. What, is the air conditioning broke?
Exactly.
Stand in front of the refrigerator. Okay, number two, poolside or beachside?
Oh, beachside, toes in the sand.
Yep, I'm with you. Okay, that's one for each of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, concert or comedy show?
Ooh, probably going to go with concert because my wife's more of a concert person too.
Okay.
And so we can both enjoy that atmosphere.
Oh, that's very nice.
We both like comedy shows too, but we can sit at home and watch a comedy show and get just the same feel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
that's so a good point.
A concert, that is a very good point. All right, concert it is.
Now, let's start the conversation. Run 337. What can you tell us about what it is and then ultimately the mission of Run 337 within the community?
So Run 337 is just a small group of local people that get together weekly, a couple times a week, like y'all said. We just go out, have a little fun run. And our mission is really just to kind of get everyone else involved in running and let everyone know that not every run has to be a race. Just come out, enjoy it. Enjoy the camaraderie, and just have a good time.
People that love running love it. But then there's the opposite where fun and run together in the same sentence are only there because they rhyme.
Right. So maybe because I love running, I feel like it's something that everyone can kind of grow to love.
Sure.
Or grow to actually enjoy, not necessarily love it, but you can appreciate it. You can run and you can enjoy it and you can enjoy being outside.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and even if you don't run, we do welcome walkers too. Right. So on the side note right there,
there's different aspects there. It's a little bit like being a wino, right? Like you start to grow to love certain wines. You can really respect the certain arts of running the more you do it.
Exactly.
I think that's called connoisseur, not a wino. I think that's a little different, but sure.
And I appreciate the reference and kind of along with beers too.
There you go.
There you go.
You don't have to like every flavor, every style of beer, but you can appreciate the flavors from each one for
exactly.
what they are.
See?
Oh, okay.
Wavelengths.
You hit a nerve. Okay. So tell me, how did Run 337 get started? How did you find each other?
So same with my little intro, the bio intro. That was years ago. Started showing up to the hump day runs. Those were at Botsky's on Wednesdays. And at the time, it was just that, and it was kind of put on with, in conjunction with Lake Area Runners, kind of shifted toward some of the people that were on the Lake Area Runners board weren't necessarily there anymore, and it wasn't really associated with any one person in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple people would show up and ask, "Well, who's this with? What group is this?" And we didn't really have a name for ourselves. outside of saying, oh, well, this used to be the Lake Area Runners Run.
Used to be something
else. So it's kind of, it was kind of like a no man's land or no name thing at the time. And so we just, we got together. The consistent ones that we were all there, was about five or six of us there consistently for a few years. And we decided to come up with a name for it. And Run 337, kind of playing on the old area code 1337. And the way our logo is, the run is kind of sideways or up and down like that to make it look like that. So that's kind of where it got started. We kind of formed from there and added a second run during the week. Because like I said, Lake Area Runners, or the original Hump Day Run, was just that one day a week. And then we added Mondays in order to kind of move things around, shift things, and get people coming together a little more frequently.
So you have different, obviously, locations, different routes, different meeting days. What is a typical group run experience?
Typically, anybody that's new to the group, we tell them try to show up a few minutes early. You know, get there about 5-10 minutes early, kind of get the lay of who's there, what we're doing. And we'll also go through a little rundown of what the route we're going to do that day is. Typically, we don't know until we get there. You know, we make a decision on the fly, and some of it's due to traffic or construction things going on downtown or in town. So some of us will run a few minutes or a few miles before the group run, depending on what we're training for. Typically, 1 or 2 miles extra before, people will kind of figure out, okay, are they doing construction down McNeese Street or doing construction down Shell Beach? Do we need to avoid that area? If there's a big graduation at the Civic Center, we need to avoid all that too, because more traffic leads to higher risk of incidents. So we like to be as safe as possible. But overall, we try to get people there a little early, kind of introduce you or introduce ourselves to you, and kind of explain what our kind of soft rules are for it.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like everybody just to show back up when they're finished. Don't just cut it short and leave, and we're wondering where you're at.
Yeah, that's another thing too, is like you're looking out for everybody's safety.
Right, definitely. That's our number one priority, really, is.
Well, and I think that for a lot of people, that's maybe one of the reasons that they choose, you know, a treadmill versus running outside, right?
Because
they might be solo. Maybe they're the only one of their friend group or family or whatever that wants to run. And this kind of gives them an option to do that and feel a whole lot safer than being out there solo.
Definitely. I mean, running in groups is proven to, more people on the road in vehicles are going to see a group of people.
Sure.
Versus if you're running solo and you got one person on a sidewalk, they, even in bright clothing, they may not see you. And then you're trying to figure out, well, when can I cross the road? We have multiple sets of eyes, ears, everything. And usually we're all looking out for traffic and saying, okay, can we cross this road? And one or two of us will be seeing if there's a car, extra car come in that somebody didn't notice, and you point that out and you say, wait, not yet. You know, it's a huge safety thing.
Sure.
Not only from vehicles, but, other people that might not be wanting to do something good.
Yeah.
So they're just walking around randomly down a street. And if you're by yourself, you don't want to get attacked or anything like that. Not that is a high risk here in Lake Charles, but you never know.
Yeah.
So what we do is we have more people in a group, so you're less likely to run into situations that way.
What are some other benefits besides just the safety aspect of being able to run in groups, running with a community? I guess you could kind of say, I like calling it almost a community within a community.
Right. So, and that's how this is kind of developed into more of a friendship thing. So not only do you show up and you get to meet a bunch of new people, but I feel like we're pretty cool. we might talk
if
about
I say so myself.
Yeah, if we may talk about a lot of running and a lot of other stuff too, but we hang out outside of running. We see each other frequently. One of the guys that's been coming to the group is right around the corner from me in my neighborhood. So we hang out, we do stuff outside of that, but not just him, a bunch of other people that have been there since we started with the group runs. We go to each other's like life events. We'll have birthday parties, and we just threw a surprise birthday party for one of them too. It's the second or third time we've done stuff like that.
That's awesome.
For her. And then every year I do like a soft, or not soft, but a unofficial beer mile at my house. So then I invite a handful of people over. We hang out, eat burgers and stuff after the beer mile, and then just chill. It's just, it's a nice, nice, good group of people that are down to earth. We just hang out and have a good time.
So, and also, I mean, we're talking about safety, talking about the camaraderie that, that this has. Also, holding each other accountable, right? Like, I always need a buddy. Brady's my buddy right now. We're on diets because we both need to be, and we recognize that. And we have to do it together because if we try to do it solo, it just isn't going to happen.
Exactly.
Right? So this kind of is that too.
There is an accountability aspect to it. So if somebody isn't there for a couple of times, you know, they consistently show up.
The dreaded phone call or text.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Are you okay? Yeah, you're not you here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where have you been? We haven't seen you in a little while.
No, like, one wants that.
Yeah.
No, it's a little bit of a guilt trip, but it's a good it's a good way to keep people involved, keep people, hold people accountable.
Sure.
And it keeps people coming back, I think, because it makes you feel more like a friend group than just another number, right, and somebody that's shown up to just some random things.
Sure. Yeah,
it's the right kind of accountability, right?
Like
The one that you know you're signing up for mentally.
Exactly.
Which I think is a nice pivot point to this past Friday is what's called Quitter's Day. I don't know if either of you are familiar with it. It's the second Friday in January because many people abandon their New Year's resolution, like eating over 3,000 calories on Saturday, not looking at anyone in the mirror or anything there.
we abandon our resolutions on the weekends. That's
when
allowed.
It comes to getting back on track, a group like this, there's nothing better, right?
Right.
And there's no harm in falling off, but getting back on.
That's exactly what I was about to say, because there's people that'll, we'll go through training plans and train for a marathon or half marathon, Ironman, you know, there's, and even people training for a 5K, it's okay to take some time off.
Mm-hmm.
It lets your body and your mind reset, and then you get back into it and you're excited about it again. So that's a really good aspect of this is, yeah, we might send out that guilt trip text message or something and say, hey, where have you been? We haven't seen you in a little while, but we're going to bring it back to, hey, it's great to see you again. We love having you here. That's what we want.
Yeah.
We want you to show back up and come have a good time with us and come run with us. And even if you, like I said earlier, even if your ability is to walk a mile, 2 miles, and you show back up and you're doing that consistently.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing is consistency.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to ask. So, you know, a lot of people, let's say, are like, okay, I'm going to get back in the gym this year. They feel like they need to have a certain, I don't know, skill level or look a certain way to even go to the, you have to go to a gym before you can even go to the gym, right?
Right.
Is there that sense of I've got to be in a certain amount of shape to even go be around other runners or walkers?
Not at all. You know, and we're going to welcome anyone and everyone, you know, and group running or running, like we talked about earlier, running may not be for everyone,
sure,
but everyone is invited. Everyone is welcome. We're always going to make you feel like you should be there. And even if you're the max amount that you will ever do is a 2 mile walk or a 3 mile walk, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's, if you started at, I'm only able to walk 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, do that.
Yeah.
And then as you progress through, some of us notice that and we're going to tell you, hey, I noticed you're walking 20 minutes now. How are you feeling? How's it going? That's great. We love it. So you don't have to look a certain way because not everybody's different. I've looked at people my entire life and said, man, they just don't look like a runner, but they are fast.
Yeah.
You know, running high school sports, playing basketball all through high school. Mm-hmm. And you get into track and cross country and you look at these people and it's the worst thing to do is to judge a book by its cover.
Sure. Yep.
And sure. You say, man, they just don't look like they can run, but they're moving.
Yeah.
They're going fast. They're running well. And they just, your body type doesn't define what your ability is.
Yeah. And I know, Jason, when you look at me, you think, wow.
Cheetah.
She's obviously a runner. Peak physical shape. And I hate to break it to you, but not true. So again, like you said, don't judge a book by its cover.
But the only requirement to be a runner is that you get out and you run.
Just go do it.
Exactly.
And I think that's so wonderful because, you know, when I see people walking for exercise, walking down the street, you know, sometimes we all do it. We don't mean to, but you judge or you think like you wonder what that person's going through in their life, like
right.
what kind of situation that, you know, they're in.
And, what brought and, them to be running
what
in
brought
the middle
them to
of the
be
day?
Running or walking in the middle of the day. And part of that, you have to, no matter what you come, what conclusion you come to, or their personal reasons for what you have to applaud them because they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit there and judge all day long. Oh, well, they're not running. Well, you know what? Neither am I talking about. But they're doing the thing. And that's then showing up
right.
is step one. Right.
And one time, not to make this all about me, but I saw a YouTube challenge from a guy. There's an anime called One Punch Man that people watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a One Punch Man challenge where the guy was doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and doing a 10K every day is what the guy said. That's how you got his superpowers or whatever. So the guy worked up to it, and I said, you know what?
I'm doing it
for a month. So he suggested started a fraction. So I started from the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I started, all right, 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, and a 5K every day. I think I got...
It was super painful.
I think I got 17 days straight.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And my ankles became powder.
Mm-hmm.
Disintegrate.
Yeah, and so I think I only finished like another 4 days out of the... Because I started giving my days rest days.
But you
because
started.
My, yeah.
And
then I stopped.
Well...
Hard stop.
Yeah.
Cold stop. But
well, and that's something that's a little bit of a quick progression, I would say.
You think? From couch to 5K 17 days straight?
Right. Now, there is a couch to 5K plan, but you don't do a 5K on the first day.
That's not how you
well,
start.
Unfortunately, I did. But I want to, before we let you go, look at a couple of some important keys. So we talked about how you guys welcome new members and the way that you guys do. But y'all also, even if you're not a member lifetime, a one-day member, such as a visitor coming in, you know, someone that has their own running group somewhere else comes in, wants to have a day for exercise. You guys obviously welcome those runners as well.
Oh, definitely. And the fun thing about Run 337 is we don't do a membership. It's really just show up and enjoy it. And we've had people ask on our Facebook page asking, hey, how do I join in on this? How do I be a part of this? And our answer is always you show up.
Yeah.
And it can be a one-day thing. You can come in from out of town. You can come be here at the casinos and you need to get a run in. Or you're here for an event and you need to get a run in. Come join us. You know, by all means, you show up. Like I said, we start at 6 o'clock. If you get there about 5:50, there's going to be people there. We will run you through the whole dynamics of the situation of our typical run. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what route we're going to do and we take off.
So how do people, what's the best way for people to get into contact with you? Is it through Facebook?
Through the Facebook page. There's a Run 337 group page. There's actually a group and a page. I think there's a difference between the two. but they're both run by the same little, like two or three of us.
Okay.
Pay attention to both of them. And then, but you can ask questions on one of them. It's more of a forum, kind of an open forum. And you can ask a question on there, make a post, and somebody will answer it within the day.
And I think it would be a good way, you know, if you're inclined to, I guess, even if you're not really a runner, to see a new town and see some of the community members as well that are going to be welcoming to, you know, if you're in during that time, say, hey, this is a free activity for me to be able to learn a little bit more about the people that live here and then see the sights as well from their kind of eyes.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of my favorite ways to explore a new town. We'll go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Charleston, South Carolina, anywhere, you know, just random places throughout the nation. And my favorite thing is to wake up on the first morning and go for a run.
Yeah.
And get the lay of the land, figure out what's where. And when I get back, I tell my wife, hey, there's this little bakery place down the street.
Yeah.
We can go hit that up for breakfast, or there's this little coffee place. And she's already got a list of stuff for us to do. But I like to throw a little wrench in there and say, yeah, hey, what about this? And see if it matches up with whatever plan she has.
Yeah. Is your wife a runner too?
She will run. She does not run as much as I do.
Okay.
But she can be coerced into a 10K, but typically 5Ks are what she enjoys.
Well, that's a runner.
Line in the sand.
That's a runner in my book. Yeah.
Long-term goals. Are there any for the group?
Right now, it's just kind of building the name and getting the word out there that we exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. More and more people are asking about us. We get a good group of people that go to different races, especially local races. We have a good showing there, but out of town races too. Right now we have a group of us that are signed up for Little Rock Marathon and Half Marathon. So that'll be in March. Cool. Again, with the community aspect of it, that's, we travel to races together. We hang out with these people, go to dinner. We all enjoy the time together.
Sure.
But as far as long-term plans, nothing in the works yet, but right now we don't put on races, but there's a potential that we could add a race to the community sometime in the near future. Nothing official, but I think that's something in the works. The wheels are turning in my head.
Very cool.
And a couple other people have approached me about it too. So
you talked about training for races and that y'all are going to Little Rock. Do y'all do, I mean, like the Houston, Boston marathons, Ironman, things like that?
Right. So usually, typically we have a good group that'll go. Last year we did Houston Marathon.
Cool.
There was 15.
Oh, wow.
15 of us that went over there. We all went out to dinner at the same place the night before. We stayed at some like closer hotels. Some of us rode over there together. Louisiana Marathon's kind of the similar thing, but the bad thing about those two races, they happen on the same weekend.
Oh.
So we got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Lafayette's got a few good races. Cajun Cup 10K is usually in November. We usually show up to that one with 10, 12, 15 people. It's a good little good race. We try to find races, and we all talk about this at the run groups. Mm-hmm. What race are you doing? What race are you doing? And we try to figure out, okay, well, I want to do that one. And we try and convince each other to make those bad decisions with each other.
That's awesome, though. And again, nothing beats, I think, that camaraderie and holding each other accountable and motivating each other. And you know what? Sometimes that guilt trip text message is the best thing that somebody can get, right? To just keep them on track, keep them motivated. Like we said, it's okay to have a sign in our house that says it's okay to let yourself go as long as you can get yourself back.
Yeah.
And I think that that's exactly what your group is doing, and that's just really admirable. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. It's been really good. I really can't complain about anything that's going on with the run groups at all. Like I said, we have a really good group of people that show up every week. And like I said, not only the Monday and the Wednesday runs, Saturday runs too, you know, and most people are in town randomly on a weekend, not necessarily on a Monday through Wednesday basis, but, that Saturday group run early in the morning, it usually starts about 6 or 7 o'clock. There's a group that meets at 6 and then another group that meets at 7, from the same place at the bakery. So you can catch breakfast after, get some coffee, you can make your way back to wherever you're staying. And your day's already started off on a good foot.
Love it.
Thanks again to Jason for joining us here on the show. And thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please follow us, leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever.
Of course, that helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles in Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Set you.